Republican leaders in New York say Congressman George Santos is a pathological liar and should give up the House seat he won last month on Long Island. During an emotional news conference today, Republican officials said Santos misled them as well as the public before the election. But as NPR's Brian Mann reports, Republicans on Capitol Hill are staying silent, so far at least, about the Santos scandal.
Republican George Santos won his seat after lying about almost everything, from his professional career to his college education. Speaking today, the head of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo Jr., said Santos spun tales to him in a private conversation about athletic victories at Baruch College.
Told me, I remember specifically, that he was a star on the volleyball team and that they won the league championship. And what can I tell you?
Turns out Santos never attended Baruch College. Santos also told much bigger lies, claiming he had employees who died in the Pulse nightclub shooting and inventing a story about his family escaping the Holocaust. Today, Cairo called those deceptions unforgivable and said Santos should resign immediately.
He disgraced the House of Representatives, and in particular, his fabrications went too far. I look at those families that were touched by the horrors of the Holocaust and feel for them.
Santos, a political newcomer, has declined NPR's repeated requests for an interview. Today in Washington, reporters confronted him in a hallway of the Capitol.
The New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace. You will not resign.
Before stepping onto an elevator, Santos said he has no plans to leave office.
Congressman Santos, will you resign?
I will not.
But Republicans on Long Island say they will now cut all ties with Santos and will refuse to work with him or his office on federal issues affecting their communities. They'll also oppose his reelection if he runs again in 2 years. Jennifer DeSena is the Republican town supervisor in North Hempstead, New York, who endorsed Santos before the election.
The lies George Santos told are too numerous to count. He lied to me personally, and while I'm offended and disgusted, my true concern is for the residents of the 3rd Congressional District.
The Republicans raised concerns today about how Santos funded his campaign, including a $700,000 donation he made to his own election effort. It's unclear where that money came from, and at least 2 probes are now underway. GOP leaders, including Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, also said they're worried about Santos's character and his mental health.
He needs to get help, but until he stops deluding himself that he can continue in Congress, I want nothing to do with him.
Republican Congressman Michael D'Esposito from New York also called today for Santos to step down. But in stark contrast to today's news conference, most GOP leaders in Washington have been silent about the Santos scandal. Republicans on Long Island said they would now urge House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take action against Santos. Cairo also took blame for not vetting Santos and his claims before helping him win.
Shame on me for believing people. So we will obviously adapt that system.
Cutting ties with Santos wouldn't be easy for Republicans in Washington. If he were forced from office, it would trigger a special election in a fiercely competitive district at a time when the Republican Party's majority in the House is already fragile. Brian Mann, NPR News.